Hello, everybody. This is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Help today. Help us today, Lord. We need your presence, Lord. I'm asking you to fill my mouth and give me the grace to prophesy. Thank you, Lord. I break the power of witchcraft. I cancel any witchcraft assignment coming against this ministry, this podcast. I break any assignment of witchcraft coming against you or your family. I break the witchcraft assignment sent against me and my family. And I cover you in the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you and your family. Your pets, your homes, your vehicles, your bank accounts. I cover you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I do the same thing to myself, my family. I cover this ministry in the blood of Jesus Christ. This recording, this prophetic word is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Do not let it fall on deaf ears, Lord. Thank you, God. Open their ears, Lord, to hear what you are saying. Help us today, Holy Spirit, to hear what you are saying. We're seeking you. We're seeking you, Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Holy Spirit says the demonic altars are falling. The demonic altars are falling. The battle has been fierce. Good against evil. Do not be dismayed by what you see, beloved. The demonic lawn ornaments scattered throughout your neighborhood. Do not be deceived. These are demonic altars, he says, of murder, death. And suicide. The spirit of Halloween. Demonic in nature. I hear the Holy Spirit saying demonic portals. Demonic portals. Attracting evil in the spiritual realm. He says, death glorified. Evil glorified, witchcraft glorified, violence, murder, suicide glorified. He says this is antithetical to Christianity. though many Christians participate in this evil practice. They set up demonic altars on their front lawn in the name of fun. There's nothing fun about it. A magnet for demonic activity to wreak havoc on their homes, their children, their businesses, their livelihood, their health, their security. He says a black cloud hangs over these homes. Holy Spirit says big business, big industry, big money, wrapped up in selling evil, perpetuating a lie. A so-called holiday centered around death, destruction. And the pit of hell. Holy Spirit says, I'm drawing a line in the sand. You're either in or you're out. He says, you cannot worship the one true God and have skeletons on your front lawn and have a mini graveyard in your front lawn. That the two don't go together. Take down your altars, tear down your altars, and repent. He says it's a slippery slope to hell. Starts out with carving pumpkins and dressing your little girls up with as a princess, and your little boys dress up like Buzz Lightyear. And what is innocent fun turns into demonic play. He says haunted houses. Haunted houses invite psychological torment, tormenting dreams and nightmares. They are a hotbed for demonic activity. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's inviting Christians to go to haunted houses, to actually walk the perimeter and intercede and to break the darkness. And so I feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to go here right now. I have a website and I have a checklist out there with the different forms of occult practices. You know, if you've ever played with a Ouija board or, went to a fortune teller, or, practiced yoga. There's different things you need to renounce and repent for those activities if you want freedom in your life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying we need to add something to that list. Visiting haunted houses, going on haunted hay rides, setting up demonic altars in your front yard. And this is not condemnation, but it is truth in love. He says if you've participated in these practices, you need to repent, ask forgiveness, and renounce the activity in the name of Jesus, each one individually and specifically, as best you can remember. He says, horror movies. These practices are not for Christians. These practices are not for anyone, but they're definitely not for Christians. Halloween should not be celebrated by Christians. He says that, you know, this will cause a stir, this will cause a ruckus. Many will disagree. He says, but I'm telling you, Halloween should not be celebrated by Christians. He says, harvest, harvest. This season is a season of harvest. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that Halloween is in the middle of the harvest. That this demonic activity is increased at a time of harvest. He says, I am a God of the times and seasons. I set up the times and seasons. And this is no season for evil. But this is a season for renewal. This is a season for resurrection. This is a season of salvation. This is a season of souls entering the kingdom of God. And he says, yet I see Christians celebrating the demonic forces. In the name of fun. He says there will be a day of reckoning. You're going to have to give account for the things that you did here on the earth. Please repent. Please change the way you think about Halloween. About celebrating evil. About celebrating that which comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Wow. He says it is rebellion. It is rebellion against God. And he says, I take that offense very seriously. Repent. Repent for the sin of rebellion. Repent for the sin of witchcraft. He says this is not condemnation, but it is a stern warning for all Christians. He says, take up this message. Take up this message. Take up this cross. And spread the word. And spread the word to your Christian brothers and sisters that this is not the kingdom way. Isahakodeti.